This Little Light by Millie Sparks. Used to, before I'd go to sleep at night, Mama would read to me out of this real big book about Jesus. I liked to listen to my Mama talking, but I didn't ever know what she was talking about because Jesus and the Impossible sure did talk funny. One time I asked my Mama who wrote that big book, and she told me it was the Word of God. I said, "Let me see," and she showed me the inside of that book. It's called The Word of God, and she said yes, but Mama, that book's got whole lots of words in it, and I told her maybe she had it mixed up, and it was the words of God, and then I made her count to 10 with me, because my Mama was usually real smart, but she done forgot how to count that night. After my Mama leave my room at night, I'd scream and holler and tell her that them monsters was going to get me, so for my birthday, she bought me a red flashlight and told me to shine it in the dark corners of my room, and it made the monsters disappear, and I told my Mama I didn't know she knew magic, and she just smiled and smiled. Now when I turn on my flashlight, I shine it on her picture side my bed. My daddy put it there, and he said, "Don't she look like an angel?" And I told my daddy I ain't never seen no real live angel, only the angel at church they put on top of the tree at Christmas, and it had a head that pop off. I asked my daddy if angels got heads that pop off like the one at church, because I sure would like to see one if they do. My daddy just puffed out some air like he had too much inside of him, and then he kissed me and said, "Night, pumpkin." And then I asked if he would read to me about Jesus and the apostles, and he said, "No, I don't think so, not tonight," and left my room. I've always gone to church for as long as I can remember, and one Sunday we sang This Little Light of Mine. Miss Dexter, my Sunday school teacher, made the primary class all hold candles and sing it so we could practice for the Christmas pageant one more week away, she said. So I don't know what that song was talking about, but I was glad when it was over and I got to blow out my candle because wax had started to roll onto my hand and it was very hot and hurt real bad. After church, Miss Dexter drove me home in her big blue car. She had stinky hair that wouldn't move, and there were crinkly lines around her eyes that got even more skinny when she smiled. She had a lot of cigarette butts in the ashtray of her car, and I thought probably Jesus might have been riding with her, but I was pretty sure that Jesus didn't smoke and that Jesus wouldn't like it if Miss Dexter smoked. An insurance salesman came to my house one time, and he couldn't stop smoking. I kept looking sideways at Miss Dexter and wondered if maybe she had let an insurance salesman ride with her. My grandma says that insurance salesmen are the devil, and I was kind of scared to be riding in Miss Dexter's car right there where the devil had been sitting. While we was riding, Miss Dexter asked me what did I think about maybe having a new mommy someday, and I told her I already had a mommy, and she sat beside my bed at night and made sure them monsters didn't get me. "Cassidy," Miss Dexter said, "how would Jesus feel about you lying?" Then I asked Miss Dexter how would Jesus feel about the devil riding right there in her car with her, and she just kept looking at me like she was mad, and she would tell my daddy I'd been bad, so I got real quiet and didn't say nothing else till we got to my house. When I got home, my daddy was sitting at the kitchen table looking a little sick. I kept holding my breath, afraid that Miss Dexter might tell on me, but she just kept saying stuff to my daddy like, "I'll fix you something to eat. Let me stay and clean for you. This place is a pigsty." Daddy just shook his head and patted Miss Dexter's arm and said, "Thanks for all you do, but we're okay." Then Miss Dexter just sighed real big and shook her head and left. After she left, me and Daddy sat down to eat Sunday dinner. Daddy sure did eat a lot to not be feeling well. When I get sick, I can't eat nothing. We ate peas and pork chops and slices of bread with lots of butter. As we were eating, I kept wondering, how come Miss Dexter kind of looked like those clowns my Aunt Sylvia always gives me for my birthday with all that blue and red stuff on her face? So I asked Daddy, and he got real quiet. He had some peas on a fork, but the fork stopped before it reached my daddy's mouth, and he just gave me that look that my kindergarten teacher sometimes gives me when I won't be quiet in class. He said, "Young lady, go to your room and think about what you just said. Would Jesus have liked what you said? You can finish your lunch after you thought on it a while." So I just got up and walked to my room, but my bottom lip was shaking because I felt like I was going to cry. When I got to my room, I just kept staring down at those stupid old white tights that Daddy makes me wear to church. There was a big hole in them at my knees, and I kept picking it to make it bigger. I sure did wish Jesus was there. I kept hoping he would walk through my door, because Miss Dexter told us that in the Bible it says that Jesus don't want nobody to lie, and Miss Dexter said it was in the book of Exodus. So I went to my dresser to get my Bible, and I can't read much, so I don't know what that Bible said, but I sure could count them words. But I got tired of sitting in my room counting words, so I took my Bible and opened the door to my room. I peeked around the corner, and Daddy was talking on the phone in the hall. I knew he was talking to Grandma because she's the only person he ever calls. I walked in the hall and showed him my Bible. "Daddy, find the book of Exodus for me, because Miss Dexter said in the book of Exodus that we ain't supposed to lie, and I won't lie, Daddy. Miss Dexter does look like a clown." Daddy started to laugh and ruffle my hair. He told my Grandma what I had just said, and I could hear her laughing on the phone, too. I wasn't sure what they were laughing at, but that usually means I'm out of trouble. Daddy, Miss Dexter wants me to hold a candle and let hot wax run down my hand, and that hurts. Why can't I hold my flashlight instead? Daddy kept holding the phone to his ear and looked confused. What are you talking about, honey? I got to be a little light in a Christmas pageant. Why can't I hold a flashlight? My daddy just sighed and rubbed his forehead. I think I give him big headaches all the time. He started talking in the phone to my grandma. Mama, can you tell Paula from me that Cassidy wants to hold a flashlight instead of a candle in the Christmas pageant? Yes, thanks. She's been coming on a little strong lately. Yeah, it's been almost a year, and I guess she thinks the morning should be over. No, Mama, I'm not ready. Thanks again. Goodbye. Daddy hung up the phone real fast before Grandma could finish talking. My grandma can talk on and on forever. She has the whitest teeth I ever seen. I knew that Paula was Miss Dexter's. I ain't supposed to call her that name. I got a whooping one Sunday because my daddy said I don't never listen. The next Sunday night, I got to wear a pretty long white robe. Everybody else was holding those mean old candles, but I got to carry a bright red flashlight like the colors of Christmas. After we sang about our lights and the pageant was over, Miss Esther came out and started fixing my robe because it had got all wrinkly. Her perfume made me feel sick, and I thought I was going to throw up. Miss Dexter? Yes, sugar, she asked like she was about to give me a piece of candy. You need to stop wearing that stinky perfume. Daddy was right. You have been coming on too strong lately. Miss Dexter looked like I might have hit her hard on her face. She kind of screamed a little bit, and then she went and found my daddy, and I saw them arguing outside. I went and got in our old red car and waited for Daddy to come drive us home. When he finally got in, I thought about asking him if he needed to go to his room and think about what Jesus would have done, because we ain't supposed to argue with folks. But he looked like he might get mad at me, so I just sat there real quiet. We didn't never go back to that church again. We ain't never been back to no church again. But Daddy always makes sure that I got lots of batteries so that my light for Jesus don't never go out.